Good morning. When we say Erevin Daf Mem Dalid, and we start at the bottom of Mem Gimel Amud Bet. So we had the case of Rav Nechemia, who was totally involved in his learning, and he got sidetracked, and he wandered out the Eruv. Amar Rav Chizda, Rav Nachman, Rav Chizda, Rav Nachman. Nechemia Talmidach Shor B'Tzar. He's in trouble. He's in distress. He can't get in. He's stuck there out of the Tchum, and therefore he's only got Dalid Amud to go. So Amar Lo. So Rav Chizda said to him, "Aselo Mechitza Shel Bnei Adam V'Yikanes." Interesting. We haven't come across this halacha yet. He says, make him a human chain type of mechitza, right? And then him come back in, then him walk back in through from outside his chum. So now listen to this order here. Yatir Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Achod Rav. He sat behind Rav. Yatir Rav came at Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, thank you. Rav was sitting in front of Rav Nachman. So Amal Rav Nachman Yitzchak Rav. So now this whole thing was with Rav and Rav Yitzchak, with Rav Chizda. Rav Nachman Yitzchak and Rava, this was with Rav Nachman and Rav Chizda, right? But Rav Nachman and Rav Chizda, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak and Rava all together. And Rav Nachman Yitzchak says to Rava, what was Rav Chizda asking Rav Nachman? What was that on about? So now they're trying to work out what was the question. Because it appears like Rav Chizda came to Rav Nachman and said to him, you know, your Talmid's in distress, sort him out. So now they have to deliberate how to bring him back in. And when the solution that was presented, right? Who said what? Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said to him, make him a mechitza, right? Rav Chizda came to Rav Nachman and said, Rav Nachman, your student's in trouble. And Rav Nachman said to him, so what was Rav Nachman thinking about when he said this? That's what the Gemara tries to work out now. It says like this, Ilema b'demaluga, look at Rashi, Maikami baile Rav Chizda. Right, what was he asking him? That's the question. The Gemara says as follows. If we're talking about a situation where look at the Rashi, Shayu lo anashim harbei, there were enough people around, shecholim natzed chutzchum, all got out of this Rav Nechemia's tchum, right? Kagon she'irvu, they already had eruv in there, they were able to walk around. That area that he was, they were able to walk there freely. Asot lo mechitza mikal mechitza, to make him a mechitza around him. Makom shehu sham adatchum. It was now to escort. You could now comfortably have a mechitza around where he was, up to the tchum, so they could get back into the tchum. Now this is an important question. We haven't discussed this yet. Can a guy who walks out of the tchum, if there's a mechitza there, can he walk in? Well, we had that. We had this whole problem yesterday and the day before, where we had if a guy made a tchum and he landed halfway into the city. Remember, we said he was only stuck. He only had his area within that where he was. He couldn't walk around the whole city. The fact that the whole city was walled in. Remember we had that the other day? We had a picture, remember? And we said that the fact that he arrived in the city, even though the city here, we had it on Daf Mem Bet Amud Bet. And this was our picture we saw over here. His tchum ended over there. It was there. He could walk to there. The fact that this was a wall didn't allow him to walk around the whole city. He could just walk up to there. So now suddenly this guy is gone from there to there. We say make a wall around him so he can get back to there. But how come the wall? The wall here didn't help him. How come the wall there will help him? That's a new aloch as far as we're concerned, this idea of a human chain, correct? We haven't seen that before. So he says to him like this, but what are we talking about making a human chain where all these other guys were able to walk around and therefore malu gavre? What was the question? We had no problem. We had guys who could make this human chain. What's the question? The question was, Hilchat HaKaron Gamliel. Is the Alocha Lach Rabban Gamliel? Now look at Rashi here. What's the problem? We had the same idea earlier. We had Rabban Gamliel said in the Mishnah. We said that, look at the Mishnah over here. Ma'aseh Shebami, now go back. On Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, Amud Bet, we had the Mishnah as follows. We said, Holichu Le'ir Acheret, Natnuhu bedir or besahar. They stuck him in like an animal pen, which was fenced off. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Mirma lechet kula. Rabbi Gamliel said, "There, you got no problem. You can walk around the whole animal pen. The goyim stuck you there. You aren't limited to Dalet Amot. You can walk around." Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yeshua said, "No, you've only got to Dalet Amot." Rabbi Akiva, Mirma ain't lo ele Dalet Amot. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, ele Dalet Amot. So the question now is the halacha like Rabbi Gamliel? And he can walk around the whole thing. Like Rashi says, yeah, could Amalel gabe dir v'sahar? Or deal me pshit le the halacha like Rabbi Gamliel? So the one question was, are we now deliberating as follows? Is the halacha like Rabbi Gamliel? And if yes, then if we've got enough guys around who can make this human chain, we've got a problem. Make a solution for Nehemiah to come back in. But is the question, is the halacha Rabban Gamliel or not? That's our problem. We've got people, but is the halacha Rabban Gamliel? Or maybe no. Or maybe, says Rashi, right? Or Dilma, pshit the halacha Rabban Gamliel. Maybe it's so pashut the halacha Rabban Gamliel. Obviously, the halacha Rabban Gamliel. We'll see later on because Rav's halacha Rabban Gamliel. But now there's a new issue being brought in here, which we'll see later on in Daf I in something later on down the Daf. There seems to be a difference between a guy who's wandered out of his tchum completely or only two amas out of his tchum. It seems like two amas out of your tchum seems to be almost within your tchum. Chavis, you're dalet amot, but they allow you two amas. We'll see later on. I think as I saw somewhere, Daf Ayin something. Daf Ayin Hay, I think. So that's the question. Maybe it's Pashut Halochot like Rabbi Gamliel, that you can walk around the whole area, even though, right, where this guy's back, the Mechitza, the walled off area, even though he didn't shovet there. There never enough people to make an Eruv, a Mechitza for him, right back to the Tchum. But only two amas back to the Tchum. And now this is the question. Or maybe the question is where there are never enough people. Or can we buy lay halacha Rabbi Eliezer or en lachak Rabbi Eliezer? Is the lachak Rabbi Eliezer, right, where he says that shtei amot? Look in Rashi. We had Amar Baditi Mishatzah Chutz Tchum shtei amot Yikanes. So all is the lachak, is that lachak Rabbi Gamliel or not, that the mechitza works? Or maybe it's pashut the mechitza works. But we never enough people now, the Malu go, there weren't enough people to encircle him completely. And there were only enough people to circle him that he would be able to come within two amas of his tchum. And now the question is the halacha like Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Eliezer, that he allows you. Does Rashi mention where it is over here? Here, Agora Bach says, Nisker Benzot, the Kaman daf Nun Bet Amud Bet. Sorry, not Ayin, Nun Bet Amud Bet. So if you go look in Nun Bet Amud Bet, in a week's time from now, is it in this book over here? Nun Bet Amud Bet, the end of the Perek, end of this Perek. So we'll see over there. Mishi yatsa chutz l'tchum afilu ama achat lo yikanet, and the Kama says, if you are l'tchum in one ama, you can't come back in. Rabbi Lezer omer, shtayim yikanes, shalosh lo yikanes. But he says, you've got two amas. If you add your tchum, two amas, you come in. So the question here is that what Rabbi Yitzchak is asking Rava, what's the story of the other Rabbi Chizda and Rabbi Nachman? Seems to be the question is hinging on, one, is Halacha like Rabban Gamliel that you can walk around a fenced area even though you didn't shovet there or not? Or maybe it's Pasha that that's the Halacha, but there never enough people to make up all the way to the tchum. They enough to get to the tchum within two amas. And now the question is, can you use Rabbi Eliezer's Halacha and get back within those two amas or not? Right, look at me. So, Odiyama, it is Loma, right? So, God says, Pshita. But God says, it's Pashut, but the Loma, look, Gavraskin. We're not speaking about a case where there was enough people. But in case there weren't enough people, and the whole thing is around the Shabbat, is there two Amas or not? And why? The Gemara proves itself. If you think we had enough people there to make a Mechitza for the whole area, mighty Baile. What's the Kashi at all? Hamarav didn't Rav say Halacha Rabban Gamliel Bedir Vesaru Sfina. We saw, remember, we saw yesterday Rav and Shmuel. We had a machlokes 2 days ago, Rav and Shmuel. Rav said Halacha like Rabban Gamliel in the Sar, Deer, and Sfina. And Rav Shmuel said no, only Besfina. Remember that? And we said everyone agrees Sfina, but there was a machlokes on the Sar or Deer. And Rav, right? So now Rav is Rav Chizda's Rav. We saw that as well. That Rav Chizda and Rav Huna, all Talmidim of Rav. Rav Chizda, Talmid of Rav. Why would Rav Chizda deliberate at all if that was the case? So it seems that Pashut we're talking about Rab Eliezer's halacha over here or not. The Gemara says, "Abala below Malu Gavra Skinan." Rab Eliezer can be bailei, and that's the question on Rab Eliezer. The Gemara says, "Daikin." We can even look carefully in the Mishnah. We'll see that it's apparent in the Mishnah this was the question. The Kaamalei Yikanes, right? Because Rav Nachman said to them, "Make a mechitza of people." Look at Rashi there. Yikanes. And bring him in. Lama le lamema yikanes elachi kamar yase mechitza ad hashtayim. V'achak yikanes hu me'atzmo b'lo mechitza. When he said there that he make a mechitza and he can come in, it means that he can come in on his own without the last two amas of being a mechitza. That's what the Gemara seems to prove from that. Lav lo mechitza. Now, on that, now the question arises. So what are we proving from this little sugya over here? That according to Rav Nachman, and according to Rav and Gamliel, all these pshitas combined, even Rabbi Eliezer, who says with regards to the last two amas, you couldn't even not have anything, they all agree that you can make a mechitza here of human people, of humans. You can make a human mechitza. Now, for us, it's a bit of a chidush. So on that, Rav Nachman Yitzchak now brings a kashya to Rav, because Rav has just explained to him this whole story. He says basically it revolves around making a human chain, and the question then was, can we use Rabbi Eliezer to come in the last two amas or not? But for the pashtut here, is we can use a human chain. So Eitz Rav Nachman Yitzchak l'Rav says to Rav, because it's a brighter. Now fal dofna akwaita here masechet sukkah. Right, if one of the walls, Rashi says yashel sukkah, the very first narrow lines of Rashi. Now, fal dofna shel sukkah. If one of the walls fell of your sukkah, lo ya'amid ba adam, you can't make a have a man stand there. Let's say you've got a servant or an ebed or a very good friend or a child who's going to just listen to you and stand there the whole day. At least while you want to eat there, whatever. Right? You can't put a man there, behemoth, a kalim, or an animal. This is on yontif, eh? On sukkahs. Or kalim, or kalim, or some sort of vessel there. Velo yiskofet amita, lifros alea sadin. And you can't stand a bed up there, a couch, and put a sheet over it to try and make the wall up over there. Because we've seen this before. Because you can't make a temporary structure on Yontif. On Shabbos you can't do it. But even on Sukkot you can't do it. So now this seems to be a kasha here of Rav Nachman Yitzchak to Rava. So you can't if you can't make a kosher sukkah wall out of a human being, how can you make a mechitza on Shabbos as for a guy to walk in? At the end of the day, a mechitza is a wall, and the quintessential wall is your sukkah wall, right? Remember we saw the other day about using the sukkah, the whole idea with tying the trees together, etc. So he says you can't use a human being to make a wall. So Rava says to him, Amar Leata Martimia, you quoted that brighter. I never mean Lachma, I'll quote you another brighter. It's a completely sotcher this brighter. Or say Adamit Chaveiro Dofen Kleshiachov Yishtev Yishan. You can make an Eru a Mechitza from your friend in order that you can sleep there, or eat there, or drink there. Rashi points out that those are the three primary mitzvahs of the Sukkah. Rashi, the Ikar Mitzvotash Sukkah Begimel Ramadalu, which is Shiyochal Yishtev Yishan, that you should eat, drink, and sleep. Right, and I will add in be merry because it's a mitzvah of simcha and sukkahs. So here I've got a bright that you can do it. So what's going on? The yisko, the mishnah, and the bride carries on. The yisko for that mitzvah before sleis sadin, kresh sheloti pol chamal chamat alabait. And you can see that that bride says as well that you can put up a wall there from a couch and put a sheet around or a blanket to protect the sun from shining down on a dead body. But Ochin to ruin the food. So Gemara says, Kashin Adad, we've seen a mystery between these two brighters. One of Rav Nachman Yitzchak, one of Rav Nachman, one of Rava. Well, it says, Lo Kasha. It's not a mystery, we can easily resolve it. Harab Lezah Harabanan. We had this before, we learned this in Masechet Shabbos. You'll all remember this now in a moment. It says, we quoted a Mishnah Masechet Shabbos. Pekaka Chalor, remember we had like these window covers, or these, what do you call them? Like trisim, like shutters. Or like of a window of some kind, which are connected to the building. They were attached with a rope, remember? We said, as long as it didn't touch the rope, it didn't go on the ground. We had a machlok there. Could you put it on Shabbos or not? Right? Was it bone or wasn't it bone? Were you over in the machlok of bone or not? So we had a machlok there tonight. If it's strapped there together and it's connected and it's really like part of the building, you can use it. If it's not, ain pokakinbo. However, if it wasn't connected to the building, right? Look at Rashi. Im lav ein pokekin. But look at Rashi. The dami lebone, because then it's like bone. Shemotzi vasti matabat. You're now adding to a closing in a hole of the wall. Vafa pi shara, even though it's temporary. Shara yachshav yiftechen. Even though you're going to open it, doesn't matter. We see that Rabbi Eliezer says that binyan arai you can't do on Shabbos. Only if it was attached could you use it. But if it wasn't attached, you couldn't even binyan arai. The Chachamim omrim, bankach uvankach pokim. The Chachamim said, no problem, you can. So yeah, the Gemara wants to say, there's not a problem. The steer between these two brighters. The one bright is Rabbi Eliezer, who says, binyan arai, you can't do on Shabbos. and therefore you can't stick a guy there or an animal that has been in Arai. And Rabbanan said, no problem, being in Arai you can do. So the brayta the driver quoted is according to Rabbanan. So the Gemara said, wait a second, how can you say that? We already learned about that brayta, that machloket over there between them. There's no machloket. Both Rabbanan and Chachamim agree that Binyan Arai, temporary building on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, you can't do it. Pashut on Shabbos, you can't do it. So how can we explain a moment ago that Rabbanan said you can do it? Lo nechlo yod lohosif, the machlok between the two in that prior to there, in that Mishnah, sorry, quite the Mishnah Shabbos, was only about adding, not bilechatchila. Rabbi Eliezer omer, ein mosifim b'yom tov, ein tzorich lomar b'shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer, you can't add on Yom Tov and pashut on Shabbos. Chachamim omri, mosifin b'shabbat, and Chavim say you can add on Yom Tov and on Shabbos, and you can also do it on Yom Tov, but you can't be lechatchila. So here, what was our problem? Here, your wall broke down. You're not adding something. It's not like you really got a wall there, and you're just extending the wall, or you've got a window. You want to like make it a little bit. You want to close it a little bit. Here, the wall fell down. You took a guy and you stuck it into standard. That is a binyan lechatchila, and that everybody agrees you can't do. Both Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim. So how can you explain the steer between these two Mishnahs, these two brightest of here, as being Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanan? Clear? Is that clear what I've said so far? Everybody clappy? The Gemara starts again. You're right. Look, Kasha. So now, what's the steer between? How do we resolve the two brightest? Hak Rabbi Meir, hak Rabbi Yehuda. The one is Rabbi Meir, the one is Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara quotes a brighter. Right? Because we've got a brighter in Sechet Sukkah. Asa'a lebehema dof in the sukkah. If you did make your animal a wall for the sukkah, Rabbi Meir posel. Rabbi Meir said it's pasul. You can't do it. Why not look at Rashi over here? Rabbi Meir posel. Mefarshim say it's sukkah. Shema tivrach. It's explained there in the Gemara. Because even though you put an animal there, you put your donkey there, and what's going to happen? Your donkey's going to run away, and then as you're busy eating, you're suddenly going to have half a sukkah. So Rabbi Meir says you can't use an animal. In other words, this is a little bit afuch al afuch, yeah? Rabbi Meir says that you can't use your animal. See, if you can't use your animal, then if you did use your animal, it's not a kosher sukkah, right? Correct? So if you did use an animal, it's as if you didn't do anything. Because you can't use an animal as a wall. So if you brought your animal there on Yom Tov, according to Rabbi Meir, you wouldn't be over anything. You didn't build anything. Why? Because it wasn't a kosher wall. So if I didn't do anything, I can't be chayev. You with me? It's important what I'm saying. You can only be chayev for something when what you did works. Right? I did something. I took some bricks and I built a wall. So now building the wall is an issue of bone. I'm over on the melocha of bone. But if I just took a few matchsticks and I put them together and as I walked away, the whole thing fell down and I did nothing, then you can't say I was over on bone. Okay, you got it? So if Rabbi Meir says you can't stick an animal there because the animal will run away. So if you do stick an animal there, you did nothing. Not a kasha sukkah. So therefore, you aren't over on bone. According to Rabbi Meir.
Unless you say the bracha levatala, then you're chayav for bracha levatala.
And you chayav the bracha levatala, but you aren't chayav on bone.
That's right.
You can't get malkud. If a guy says to you, I'm giving you a try now for 280, if you put up that sukkah there on Shabbos, at Shabbos, let's say, if you put where you build that pull the animal, then you build the worm, and you be chayiv mal, you're going to begin to be chayiv skila, and you're going to die or it's shayfa, and you go and you build the wall. You can't chayiv anything, right? Okay, so you're brachah lebatla. So you say baruch shem kod machutol lam ba'ed. But I mean, why do you build make a brachah lebatla? You're doing a shayiv basukah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not a melocha d'oraita.
And you could have caused other people.
Okay, but David, let's agree that melocha bracha lebatla, as bad as it is, it's not a chayv mitzvah for, right? Okay. It's not a melocha. Rabbi Gamliel Chibukim, v'ratz v'hayt marla, v'ratz v'en tuchim v'shabbos, noch yor v'sif shayv v'zayon. And it's like, what's that? Okay. Look, ha'ak Rabbi Meir, ha'ak Rabbi Yossi. The Tani Asa, the Vahem, the Dolphin, the Sukkah, Rabbi Meir, Pasel. Rabbi Yudah Machshir. So now look at this. Rabbi, look at Rashi over here. Rabbi Meir posel, okay, we saw that there. Okay, now Rabbi Meir de kapasil hatam al melo mechitzahi. So therefore, when he was pasul there in sukkah, he says not a mechitza. See, if it's not a mechitza over there, so then here hachashari. So now that writer there, that Rava quoted, which said, remember Rava said, So it seems like Rabbi Meir who said there is nothing, that's why he allows you to do it. Why did Lav Midi come? He didn't do anything. I'm always going to ask a question there in a moment. We're going to have a kasha, not so pashut. Rabbi Huda de Kaba Machshir Hatim, Rabbi Huda said that it's kosher in the sukkah, al mechitzahi hacha asher. Therefore, he says, you can't do it over here because it's a kosher mechitzah. So that's how the one, the bright thing that says you can go ahead and do it is Rabbi Meir because you aren't doing anything, so go ahead and do it. The one that says you can't do it is Rabbi Huda because there is a kosher mechitzah, therefore you can't do it. Okay? That's how we resolve it. So everyone says, wait a second, but Tisbara, you think so? That really makes sense what you say? Amar de Shamat Leil Rabbi Meir. Behema. All you can tell me about there is Rabbi Meir with regards to a behema. Right? The Gemara's got a couple of questions. This is the first question with regards to a behema. Aval Adam Mekaili Mishamat Leil. But with regards to men and Kalim, where? We're not speaking about Rabbi Meir in that brighter. So it doesn't work what you're telling me. All you can tell me from this resolving over here, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Meir, is with regards to an animal, a human. But with the brighter they're speaking about, about an animal. But Adam, Behema, the Kalim. But what about Behema, Adam, and Kalim? That's not included. But two, Rabbi Meir, leave it in mind. Now, and even more so, Rabbi Meir, who's Rabbi Meir going like? This is a very strange question. This I saw in Steinsaltz this morning. Because Rabbi Meir is a Tana. We don't normally say Rabbi Meir, who's he going like? Who's the Tana going like? The Tana's a Tana. He's going like himself. If it's an Amora, we can say, which Tana is he going like in a Machloket? But when a Tana says something, you don't say who's the Tana like. So I saw the Shtanz article this morning. The reason why this question is relevant is because we've got a machlok between with Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva. So it appears, right, that one of them has to fit into that shitta. So is Rabbi Meir going like Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Gamliel? That's the story of that. Can you walk around in this place or can't you walk around in this place? That's the Gemara saying when he says, Ali ben Haman. You know, Rabbi Eliezer, Lohosif Nami. Sorry. Not Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Gamliel. That bright that we had there in Shabbos, the Mishnah in Shabbos, between Rabbi Nan and Rabbi Eliezer, whether you can Mosif Arai, you can't Mosif Arai. Sorry. Right, you know, Rabbi Eliezer, Hosif Nami Asar. So then it can't be like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said there, it's even Asur for Vadai, definitely Asur, even if it was animal. Because you can't do any Bonnet of any Arai. And Libid Rabbanan, so it must be a Libid Rabbanan. Remember, Rabbanan were the ones who said there, they said, Bankachu Bankach Pokakin. And we said there, they only talk about adding. So Gemara said, wait a second. Amar da'amir Rabbanan lohosif. Lechachila mi'amar. That never said you could do lechachila. That's if you've got a wall, you can increase the wall. But yeah, we've got a cash, the wall broke down and you're now replacing the wall. That's a building lechachila. That never said you could do. So we can't even say that we married is holding like a machlokadin Rabbanan. Elahava hara, the question you're right. Both these brightness over here really are Rabbanan. Ve'kailim ha'kein lo kashya. Now you asked the question about Adam, Kailim, ve'behema. Right? So we said that much we could prove was the behema, but Adam not, and now Kalim. So he says, now we're going to answer each one. So with Kalim, Kalim again, there's no steering Kalim. Well, Habadof and Shidabadof and Revi'it. Because the one bright that says you can use Kalim, he's talking about a sukkah's really got three walls, and now you're adding a fourth wall. And we know that a sukkah needs three walls, right, to be kosher. That's from the letters of sukkah. Samach is the four, right? Kaf is three. Three, like one, two, like three complete walls. And a hay is two walls and a bit of a third wall. But three walls are already a kosher sukkah. So if you're adding a fourth wall, it's like adding. That's already mosif. Because it was already a kosher sukkah once with three walls. There's no bracha levatla. Where's David? There's no bracha levatla in three walls. It's a kosher bracha. So if I add a fourth wall, who cares? So there we could say that the brighter that said you could add, we're talking about a fourth wall. And that's why they said you can add. And the brighter, right? And the bride said, you can't add, was talking about a bride that never had two, three walls, only had two walls. And then the bride said, you can't do the third wall. Why? Because the third wall is a milta, that's an important wall. And that's the possible, that's the Pashat Machlok between the two brides with regards to Kalim. The one bride that said that Rav Nachman Yitzchak counted, that said that you can't use a wall, an animal or Kalim for a wall. The Kalim there was becoming your third wall. And the bride to that rather quoted, which said, you can use Kalim for a wall, was talking about your fourth wall. That you can use sinastria whatsoever. The word says nami daikanami, because it is in the Mishnah as well. Diktani nafal dofna, its wall fell. What does it mean nafal dofna? Look at Rashi the daikanami, the third last answer Rashi in the bottom there. Haytani asur, but dofen shnishit kaiyit. When we say it was asur, it's about the third wall. Nafal dofna, the third wall fell. So shmami now we're talking about the third wall, and therefore we haven't got a problem between kaili mekazev. Behave, we've got no problem. Right, machloket Rabbi Meir and. Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Meir, with regards to whether an animal is a wall or an animal is a wall. So Kalim, Kalim, not a problem. One's the third wall, one's the fourth wall. And now with regards to Adam, so Adam, 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 Kashia. Here we've got a steerer now between Adam and Adam. Right? You still got a problem. Look at Rashi. When we spoke about the putting up the mattress or the bed there and covering it with a sheet, that wasn't a problem. Why? Because they were speaking about the third wall, the fourth wall. We were speaking about the wall there. We weren't using it for a sukkah even. We were putting it up there to protect the dead body or protect the food. It wasn't for to make a sukkah kosher. Ela Adam, when it comes to people, to human beings in the wall, Akatani, what was the reason the bride used there as putting up a wall? Kadesh Yochal Vayishte Vayashan. To eat, drink, and sleep. Why are we sticking up this wall? To be Yotzein Sukkah. And Rashi repeats it here again. The Gimel Dvarim Alalu Hain Mitzvot Sukkah. These are the mitzvot of Sukkah. Therefore, see that what was the wall that was missing when you wanted to put your human being there? The third wall was missing. It was the fourth wall. It was the fourth wall. Would have been a problem because you couldn't eat there. We've had a problem with having a brocha levatala. I like that now. Right? So, the Gemara says, Adam, no, it's not a kasha. Why? Kan ledat, kasha ledat. The one bright thing that you could use the human being there was when he never knew what was going on. Right? That's the second Rashi there. Shalom Adat, and the last wide lines at the top. Shalom Adat Mutar, Dimishum Asiat Oya, like the Maimar, the Andrech Binyam Mekach, about Kli. Right? We look at the first Rashi there. About Ledat, Sha Omed Sham Yodea, Shalom Shemechitze Milusham Asur. Now we can explain what the two are on about. When the first guy was standing there, and he never knew he happened to be, he wasn't making a kosher mitzvah. I don't know, you brought your friend, just stand there for a second, and you put your hand to your sukkah, and you sat down, you made a bracha, and a Shabbat sukkah, and you ate. He never had a clue what he was doing, that he was actually making up the fourth wall, the third wall, that would be okay. But if you call your friend and say, do me a favor, I'm missing a wall, can you just come here and be the wall, please? That you can't do. Because then he's involved in building a wall, and as if the two of you built a wall together on Shabbos. On Yom Tov. So that would be the stereo, but the difference between those two brighters, right? So the Gemara said, wait a second, remember our whole kasha here all began with Nehemiah ben Rabbi Chinlai, that Rav Chisda saw that he was stuck outside his tchum. And he said to Rav Nachman, we've got a problem. And Rav Nachman said, no problem, go get a few guys and make a human chain around him. Now what, those guys never knew what they were doing? If we said, when is it mutar, when the people don't know that they're part of this act? Suddenly, you stick the guys there, right? He says, they knew what was going on, and yet there we saw we could use it. Rabbi Nachman said, do it. The Gemara says, no, to be honest, they weren't really, they never knew what was going on. Look at Rashi, lo yadu anashim ma kivtzum sham. Rav Nachman went out, or Rav Chisda said, guys, just all gather around here, come here, make a circle, make a big circle. And now he was their rabbi, so they weren't going to argue. They said, make a circle. They got up, they went and made a circle. And now with that, Rav Chinlai, Rabbi Nehemiah ben Chinlai, he quickly scrambled back into his tchum. But they never had a clue what was going on. The Gemara said, wait a second. But Rav Chisda mi ala da'atava. Rav Chisda Gerashi, Shasa mechitza, the one who did the mechitza, benigbasham, bechad memayani, he was there, he knew what was going on. The Gemara says, yeah, you're right, but Rav Chisda shlomin aminyan havei. Rav Chisda himself wasn't one of the guys in the mechitza. He was the ringmaster, right? He wasn't in the mechitza, and therefore it seemed to be okay. Now, while we're talking about this human mechitza story, the Gemara brings a couple of stories. Hena b'nei ganana de'yaholu b'nei mechitza shel b'nei Adam. So you've seen this term before, not so long ago. We had it a few days ago. The b'nei ganana. Right, there's a Likutei Rashi over here that quotes our daf from Daf Mem, where we saw in Daf Mem, he says, Chilot lechatnim, ganana chuppah, the guys who were making a chuppah for people, right? So they were making some sort of a wedding, right? And what did they do? They wanted to bring water in, I suppose, for the wedding. So they made a human chain to bring water in as a mechitza from Shliachit to Shorabi, from Shorabi to Shliachit. Look what happened here. Nagdinu Shmuel, Shmuel got their malkot. What is he? He said they should be chayav malkot. In fact, he gave them malkot. He said they should be chayav malkot. So Amar. So they said as follows. Im amru shelo midat. Yomru midat. So Shmuel said, you know, you didn't tell me that shelo midat is mutar. Yomru ledat is mutar. And it's clear that these guys did it. Bedat. They went there, formed this chain to bring water in. Right? There was another story. Hene zikeh. Right? Rashi says over here, Zikei. He says over here, Zikei, Nodot Shel Rav Ahavu. There was like these wine barrels, or these not barrels, like what they, like these leather, what they called, leather flasks, leather things, right? That of Ravas. They were out there in the street. Ristaka, we've seen this word before plenty of times. Rashi says, Rechov Ha'ir, Shtarabim, the Shtarabim of Mechoza. And now look at this. Bahadei da'ata Rabbi Mipirka. Rabbi came back from giving a shir. Rashi says over here, look at Rashi. V'haya gedud d'shomei adrosha b'aynachav. There was like this whole legion of people following him back. Right? And Rabbi would walk in the street of Mechoza. There were probably hundreds of guys walking behind him. Natlan shamash. So now the shamas said, hey, this is an opportunity now. These things are lying in the street. There's a whole mound of people around here forming a human mechitza. I'm going to quickly take advantage and get these flasks inside. Right? V'evim betok mechitza d'abayin. Rashi says, abaye elenu. Sorry, Rabbi. Alinu d'alei. And he brought them in. L'shab t'achir. Another Shabbos. The next Shabbos. Baye alinu. Again, he wanted to do it again. V'asa leyu. This time Rabbi says, no, you can't do it. Why? Because last week when you did it, no one was doing. Now, by now, everyone's caught on to what's going on here. Now they're all part of the thing, part of the party, and Asur. Levi, Ilulei Tivna, Levi would bring in Tevin, right? Straw. Zeiri would bring in Asafta. Asafta says Shachar, that's like a very cheap animal fodder. Rav Shimon Bar Chiya, Meir, Rav Chiya Bar Shimon would bring water. So we see that there were all these big Amoraim who would take advantage of this human mechitza without them knowing about it to get the foods in. Okay, now we're on the new Mishnah. Misha Yatzah B'Rosh, now interesting halacha. We spoke the other day of Rosh Hashanah about the Eidim would come, right? So you have Eidim which would come to give Eidut. Now imagine it's Rosh Hashanah in the morning and the Eidim have left their house on their way to Beit Din. They're trying to get the Kuri to try and tell Beit Din they saw the Chodesh. And they're halfway there and suddenly someone says, ach, don't worry guys, they already announced it. They already know about it. So now they've walked, I don't know, 5 kilometers from their house. They've way past their Tchum. Now what happens? They're stuck. So they left with the best intentions in the world. They were planning on getting to the Beit Din and telling them what's going on. But now they can't go anywhere. What do they do? So this is what this Mishnah is all about. So about Mishi Yatzah B'Rashut. Look at Rashi over here. Mishi Yatzah B'Rashut, Kagon La'edu L'Chodesh, like we said, for all of Hatzil Min HaGoyim, or to go and running away from Goyim, or Min HaNahar, or there was a flood, let's say. Oh, Chachama Habala Yered, or to go and bring a midwife. I think a Chachama here is to bring like some sort of help for a child, a doctor or something like that. For Amulo Kvarna Se Mase, and they say to him, listen, it's all taken care of already. Look at Rashi. Ve'enach Tzarich Lech, you don't have to go anymore. Yeshlo Alpayim Amal Lechol Ruach. Tadakama says he's got 2,000 Amas either way. In other words, this becomes his new Tchum. He's set from where he was. So he's walked, I don't know, 5 kilometers from his house. He said, you're not stuck where you are. You can walk in a kilometer in each direction. Okay, that's a great help, right? If you know somebody within that kilometer. But if you don't, and you're out there in the big car, it's a little bit of a sorry situation. Now, if he hadn't yet left his tchum, right? We say, you know what? Like you haven't left your tchum, and you can basically go back to where you were. Now, the Gemara's going to wonder, well, what's the big chiddush of here? To us, it seems partial. If you haven't left the tchum yet, what's the problem? We'll see the Gemara. Kol ha'yotzim lahatzil, and the Mishnah ends off and says, kol ha'yotzim lahatzil. Right? Whoever leaves lahatzil, like you want to save somebody, chozrin limkoman. There you got no problem whatsoever. We're asking the first book of Gemara. So that's really, you know, today it's quite common that doctors and leave their house on Shabbos. Let's say they're working a shift and they go, they come back home. Okay, let's look at Lira on the side of the issue of driving in a car. Let's not discuss that at the moment. But that's the issue over here, right? They go to the hospital, Hatzil. So therefore, they aren't bound by the Tchum. They can come back home. That would be in the realm of this Mishnah. Okay, the Gemara says as follows. My im haya betoch ha-tchum ki lo yatza. What do we mean by when we say, if they're on their way to Eidut HaChodesh and they haven't yet left their Tchum, as if they haven't left their tchum. Why would you think that they left their tchum? Right? My kilo hayatza. Look at Rashi. Ha vada lo yatza. Da ha'daim betoch ha'tchum. They haven't left. So why would you think they've left? So Amar Rabbi says, da hachikam, this is what we're speaking about. Im haya betoch tchum shelo, kilo yatza mitoch beto dami. Right? If he hasn't left his tchum, it's if he hasn't left his house. Look at Rashi, Klomar, Hai Kilo Yatza, Abetokai. Jews, if he hasn't left his house yet, Bachikam, let's try to explain. Imaya daim betoch tchum beito, chosele beito, vrehu kil lo akara glav, as if he hasn't even left his house yet, lachach, yeshlo mi beito, apai mama lachon ruach kebatchila. See, now he's got 2,000 amos in either direction, he can do whatever he wants. Velo amrinan mi makom shenemar lo, yeshlo apai mama lachon ruach. And we don't say to the guy, listen, we're not limiting you you're still in your tchum, so you're able to get back to your house. But we're now saying if your tchum has now moved, so you can walk back to your house, but you've got 2,000 amos from where you are to there or to your house. What's the problem with that? The problem with that is we've now limited him in the other direction, right? Let's say he wanted to go from his house 2,000 amos the other way. He now can't because he's limited by minus the distance between where he is now and back to his house. Let's say he's still in his tchum, but let's say he's in his tchum, he's left his tchum, he's 1,800 amos out of his house. So now we say, no problem, you can now go back to your house, but you only got 200 amas on the other side of your house. That's what he says, no problem, is if you go back to your house and it's all back to reset. Still not the biggest chiddush in the world, because tachlis, why would we think that? The guy's in his tchum, right? So the Gemara says, there's still pshita. Still not such a, but it doesn't help us so much. Look at Rashi, the first wide line, pshita. He's in his house. Why would we think differently? So what's the Mahu the Taima? What would we think? Hoil va'akar akar. Since he left already his house, he's left his house. He's gone. And now he's stuck where he is. Look at Rashi. Mahu Taima mikavan da'akar latzei prashut. Since he had reshut to now leave more than his tchum. That's the chidush. He was able to go much further in his tchum now. V'rabana and tikun leim imakom she'nemar lo apayim l'chol ruach. And Rachachamim said, the first halach in the Mishnah, mi she'yatza mishut amu lo kvar naseh ma'aseh yesh lo apayim l'chol ruach. It doesn't matter, it's there. Hachan nami, even though now he's in his tchum, it's still stuck. Afagav dekai b'tchumu le'midu le'mihatam v'yipa le'mivak le'ifak. K'mashla no. That's the chidush. That he can go back to his house. That's what Rabbi's Chirush is. We might have thought that because Kami said you got 2,000 amas from here is not thought to 2,000 amas. And now you'd be stuck on the other side, Kamash Malan, that you can go all the way back to your house. That's Rabbi's Chirush. Rav Shimi Bar Chia Amar, he's got a different answer on what that means. What does it mean if we say the Mishnah when it said over there, Im haya betoch hatchum ki lo yatza? Right, look at the picture over here. We've got a nice picture over here on Daf Mem Dalad Amud Bet, picture 177. We've got two tchumim. See the blue dotted line and the yellow dotted line. So his house in the blue dotted line, and he left his house. He's out the tchum, but between the blue and the yellow, there's a little bit of a gap where he is over there. That yellow line and the blue line, they could have made it a little bit bigger between me and you. I mean, they could have made the space like that. But the yellow line over there goes to that side of the blue line and the blue over that side of the yellow line. So really, there's an area over there which is muvla. Okay, that blue tchum and the yellow tchum overlap. It's a bit of a common denominator, common section. It means it's like that, right? Like three concentric circles, so to speak. We're now discussing the middle circle is the overlap. That's what Rav Shimi Bar Chia says. So now look at Rashi over here. Lo yatza mitchumo dami. The third one is Rashi. Klomar matnitin b'shekfar yatza mitchumo askina. He's left his tchum. Okeilu lo yatza diktan yatchum in kai. Gnav esaklach mikara. Umay maya betoch hatchumo. What does it mean? Im hayu otan apayim anutunoto lechol ruach mimakom shenemar lo. It's not that he's still in his tchum. He's left his tchum. But now Chachamim in the first halacha of the Mishnah gave him 2,000 amas from here in either direction. And now from where he is, he's less than 2,000 amas to his tchum. He can go back into his tchum. It's a much bigger chidush. Because he's out of his tchum completely. Sorry?
He's actually got 4,000 amas.
Well, not 4,000, a little bit less than 4,000. Because it has to be in the tchum. It has to be in the tchum. His tchum is 2,000 amas. It is a little bit less than 2,000 amas to where he is now. Because the tchum is in each other. If it was exactly 4,000, then it wouldn't be an overlap. So it's slightly less than 4,000. Because he's got 2,000 from where he is now. And where he goes to is already in his tchum. So now he can go all the way home. So allow him to walk a little bit less than 4,000 amas, correct? That is what he says. The Gemara says, but my kamiflagay. Mar savar havla atchumin milti. Umar savar lav milti. That rabbi who says that he's got 2,000 amas only says that this muvlat, the fact that one tchum is embellished, is swallowed up in the other tchum, we ignore it. And you've got your tchum finished. And Rav Shimi Bar Chia says, no, we've got the tchum involved in the tchum. Expand your tchum. So the fact that we're allowing you this tchum and it's included in that tchum is this tchum, you've got it all, is the blia, the fact that they absorb one into the other, we recognize it as something, or do we say, purest approach, we're limiting you to 2,000 amas and no more. That would be the malachim between the two of them. Right? So look at the Rashi. Okay, so I left out that long Rashi, though. That's quite interesting. Let's go. Savar, Rav Shimi Savar Havla'a Milta. Let's look at that Rashi there. Rav Shimi Savar Havla'a Milta. So it's six lines from the bottom of the wide lines there, from the top of the wide lines. V'chevan de mivlin b'tchumeh, since it's absorbed in its tchum, u'mimatulei lego tchumeh havulehu k'chat tchumeh, and now, from coming into it, from outside, into his tchum, it's all become like one tchum, u'kamand lo nafi b'tchumeh, if he never left his tchum in the first place. That's what Rav Shimi says. V'rabba sava lav milta, Rav says, no, hilchach lo matzitutze kilu lo yatzu, we can't say if you didn't left. The Maditin Beshekfar Yatzachutum. Our Mishnah speaking in that case, you left your tchum already. Dim Yatzah Efshit Shvita Tobeto. Now you've left your house because you're out of your tchum. Vekana lo mimakom shnei marlo. Now you start off from where the guys told you. And that's what Rabbi is saying. But Rabbi, late lay hard at Tanu Nahardale. We learned that Mem Aleph Amud Bet late on the Nahardale. Remember, we said there when the guy had to go to the toilet. We said, what if he needs tzarach le nikvav? And there we said, the Nahar said, in Pikayahu, I did tchumo vekevan da al. Let him quickly go back to his tchum to use the toilet. Remember, because we said there, gadola briyut she doche lav shebat Torah. Remember that? We learned that? We said that when you need to go to the toilet, there is doche and the Lord Tasur of the Drabanan. And therefore, if you're already in your tchum, you're in your tchum. He says, Rabbi, why not agree to that approach? Because Rabbi's got a purest approach. You can walk where you got to walk. But now, once you've got to go to the Amura, and he says, Rabbi, now you've left your tchum to go to the toilet, from there you're stuck. Nahardai said, once you're in your tchum, you're in your tchum. Same thing over here with Rav Shimi Bar Chia. He would say, since you've now, that tchum allows you to walk 2,000 amas, and you're back into original tchum, hada'ayil, once you're there, you're there already. That's the machlok between Rabbah and Rav Shimi Bar Chia. Clear? Yeah? Okay. So now the Gemara says like this, Umar Amalei Abayi LeRabba. So now Rabba says that we don't accept this idea of the blia of the tchumin. But you're limiting to 2,000 amas, and that's it. Va'at lo tizbura da'avla'a tchumin milti. And Rabba, you don't agree with this idea that you can have the tchumin absorbed in the other tchumin, which expands your ability to walk further? Umar ilu shabbat b'ma'arashe b'tocha 4,000. The case of, yeah, I'm not 100% sure that it's so clear to me, this case, to be honest with you. There's no pictures in our book of here. Well, there's a drawing in Rashi itself. We'll try and work out what's going on. He says, if you were Shavat in a cave, look at the drawing of Rashi in his cave. On the one side of the cave, you got 4,000 amas, right? And the cave sort of like has a very wide angle one side, and the walls go narrow like this. And on the top of the cave, on the roof side, I don't think that the roof here is necessarily like deep and low. It's like a cave. You go into the cave. The roof of the cave is the mouth of the cave. I think that's what we're talking about. So here's your cave. And you go into your cave and your cave opens out like that. Right? Like there's a word for it. What's it called? There's a term for like a square that's not a square. There's a word for what's it called? Anybody, what's it called? You know, like when like the world, the squares, it's not parallel squares. Like some sort of term. What?
It's a rhombus.
A rhombus? I don't know, maybe. Don't know, maybe. A rhombus. It's for our purposes, it's a rhombus, okay? So it's like, so the walls go out like that. So the back is wider than the front. Now, the back is 4,000 amas. When you come out the front of the cave, you leave the cave, you've got 2,000 amas to walk in either direction, right? Essentially, when you walk 2,000 amas to the left or 2,000 amas to the right, do you agree that part of the way that you're walking, if you would imagine the back wall of the cave is still included in the area that you're walking, right? Because the wall went like this, correct? So really, the back of the cave where you were shoved is balua, is really absorbed in this area over here. And the mouth of the cave, the roof of the cave, there was a wall in the front that had two sides. You could go out of that, slip out of that side, slip out of that side. And there's like a wall in the middle of the opening of the cave. If you went from the left over there to the right, you could have 2,000 amas to walk from the end of that cave. So you're already walking from that side across the mouth of the cave, which has got a bit of a wall. And then you've got 2,000 amas that starts, and vice versa. Your 2,000 amas starts from the end of the openings. So this part of the opening here is included, is extra territory. We don't count it. And the back of the cave as well. There are different ways to understand it. But bottom line is, you've got a bit more than 2,000 amas to walk in either direction. Look at the drawing now. It says there, petach. You see on either side of the thing, and gag. So imagine that's a wall, and you've got like a little crevice you can sneak out there and sneak out there. And you're going to walk 2,000 amas that way, 2,000 amas that way. The back of the cave, if you can imagine, is all included in that 2,000 amas. And you can go from the left side of the opening of the cave, 2,000 amas all the way to the right side, and vice versa. So that is the kashya. Is that clear what I've just said? Is that clear? Right? But you're actually walking more than 2,000 amas. Michael's nodding his head, not so close. Let's just take the drawing for a second. When you come out of the cave over there, there's an opening there and an opening there, correct? Now, you can walk 2,000 amas in that direction and 2,000 amas in that direction. If you come out of the cave there, on the left side, and you want to go right, is your 2,000 amas, does it start there or does it start there? It's clear that it starts there because this whole area is where you were shoved, correct? So when you go from there to there and you count 2,000 amas from there, do you agree that that part is part of your tchum that's not counted? And vice versa. So he says to Rabbi, don't you agree with me you can walk that way or walk out of there and go that way? So that area over there is expanding the area of your tchum. Why? Because it's part of my original tchum. Because I could walk around the whole cave on Shabbos. So how come, why is it different? Is that clear now, Michael?
So right? If you had a house of a square hectare, then you would have 2,000 meters from that square hectare from any point.
Basically. Right? Exactly. In fact, I did that. If you look at my drawing, I don't know if you can see clearly, there's dotted lines there. Can you see? I squared it off. So that's basically a square. And from there, you've got 2,000 amas in either direction. Exactly. So now, that's his kasha to him. So he says to him, Uma ilu shabbat b'marash b'tocha. Now look at Rashi. Klomar, I atam odeh, don't you agree with me, Rabbi? Shemalechet gaga, that you can walk the length of the roof, v'chotzela, covered completely, v'chotzela, alpayim l'chol tzad. And then you still got 2,000 amas to go on the other side. Right? The Rashi explains, Tamarash, tay ptachim, it's got two ptachim, etc. So Arani says to me, I don't understand your question. So Rabbi says to him, wait a second, haven't you been told there's a difference between Heichet the Shabbat Ba'avir Mechitzot B'Od Yom and Heichet the Losh Ba'avir Mechitzot B'Od Yom? It's a little bit different, he says to him, because you were shovet inside, not Ba'avir outside. We're speaking now about where the Shvita is outside, not inside, and we'll carry on the rest tomorrow.